Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 23rd, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. Google announced the rollout of new political ad policies in Europe to increase transparency and to comply with a code of conduct agreed upon in September. Starting in January, Google will require advertisers to apply and be verified before being allowed to pay for political ads. Ads will also carry disclaimers disclosing specifically who paid for the content. Google will also publish a transparency report with information on ad spend and targeting, as well as a searchable ad library. The Wall Street Journal reports that American officials are briefing allied governments and foreign telecom executives to avoid using telecommunications equipment from Huawei. Governments briefed include Germany, Italy, and Japan, among others, as these governments are considering making long-term capital investments in 5G. The U.S. government is reportedly considering subsidizing the purchase of telecom equipment from non-Chinese providers to key allies. A new study by the University of California, Santa Cruz, found that over the last two decades, 90% of workers in San Mateo and Santa Clara counties, aka roughly Silicon Valley, have seen real wages decrease, with median wages decreasing by 14%. The study found that if labor share of production had been the same in 2016 as it had been in 2001, workers would have received an additional $8,480. This fall in wages comes amid skyrocketing housing prices in the region. A September housing study by Zillow found that the average Santa Clara County homeowner spent 54% of income on their mortgage, compared to the national average of 17%. Disney's annual earnings report revealed that the company's ESPN channel lost 2 million subscribers, while Disney Channel, Disney Junior, and Disney XD all lost 3 million subscribers. Since these channels are commonly included in cable packages, they are often seen as bellwethers for cord cutting. Disney's ESPN Plus streaming service seemingly made up for some of these losses, gathering 1 million subscribers since launching in April. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is set to offer subsidies to Japanese phone carriers to help discount the price of the iPhone XR after slower than anticipated initial sales. The report also stated Apple has resumed production of the iPhone X in order to meet a minimum production requirement from their OLED supplier, Samsung. Apple officially stopped selling the iPhone X with the introduction of the XS in September, but has previously reintroduced discontinued models to select regional markets. Officials in New York and Virginia have both confirmed that half the jobs brought by the new Amazon headquarters will be tech jobs. The remaining jobs will be in administration, custodial, HR, and other support positions. Amazon previously stated the average salary for the positions at their Long Island City HQ would be $150,000. And finally, Japanese carrier NTT Docomo announced that it has achieved 5G speeds of 27 gigabits per second in outdoor trials, the first test to surpass 20 gigabits per second using a single terminal. The test used base station antennas mounted on an outdoor wall to direct beams at antennas installed on vehicle rooftops. This allowed for several data streams to be delivered in parallel, making it ideal for public transit. The trial was part of Japan's Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications on 5G MIMO technology. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. So from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.